Okay, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, Imagine 100 listeners. You have tuned into the reporter on the air, and we're just saying hello to one of our listeners. And Don, we really get a lot of good feedback. People out there listening to the reporter on the radio. So
that's right.
Hey, and we have a growing.
I thought that was interesting. That Jamel audience. Said, "Hey." Hey, Jamel.
Hey, shout out, Jamel.
We're talking about you, so Sunday morning, listen to the show now, Jamel.
Thanks for the encouragement. And, people driving around on Sunday mornings and like to listen to what's going on in Monroe County. And
Are you putting it on your website again?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So you can find it. You can listen at your leisure.
That's right.
If you're in church, you're predisposed, you can't catch the show, you can go back and go to mymcr.net and find it there.
Hey, if you're planning on dying in Forsyth and Monroe County, you may not get to be buried.
No vacancies.
You know what? I think we ought to hang a sign up there saying no vacancies. Does that mean people quit dying?
That'd be ideal if we could.
Yeah.
I mean, but...
We need to explain the story, I guess.
Yeah, the city cemeteries. The city of Forsyth has, I think, 3 cemeteries. Diane Glybel's got the story in this week's reporter, and... Mr. Freeman from Freeman Funeral Home manages it, James Freeman, and he says they're just about out of room. I guess, you know.
That's the reason I'm all in favor of cremation.
Yeah, I thought you were.
You going to be cremated or are you
going to be buried? I don't want to be cremated. I want to be buried.
Why?
I'm a traditionalist.
Why?
Well, because.
Your soul ain't going to be in the grave with
no.
you.
No. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But I just, you know, I want my family to have somewhere they could visit and remember.
They can't put your ashes. Push your ashes. I got it.
Listen,
got it.
If my parents told me that when they die.
Put your ashes in a commode and put a sign that says, don't flush.
No fishing. If my parents told me they wanted to be cremated and want me to keep the ashes in my house, I would have to say no.
Well, I'm not all keeping right, let me tell you something.
Human ashes in my
house. I've got
house.
A couple of friends that died cremated, and they had the urns buried in the family cemetery.
Well, that makes more sense.
That surprises me. I didn't realize you wanted to be worm bait.
Well, you know, if you read the. You know, if you read the scriptures and everybody, when people died, they were buried. That was just the way it was. And so I'm a traditionalist.
Well, sometimes you need to be untraditionalist. But anyway, the city of Forsyth is running out of places to bury people.
Yeah. And, you know, there is a private cemetery, Don, of the funeral home here at Monroe County Memorial Chapel. They have one over there by the city park.
That's right.
And Spanky's probably seeing an opportunity here because what the city's going to have to do is clear some land and do some surveys and make some more
but
space.
But didn't they have a problem because the granite was too close to the
Yes, they can't even dig.
Stone Mountain granite.
Boy, granite's causing all kinds of problems. We'll have another story we'll talk about shortly about people's wells.
Well, I think that's a good segue right into it.
Yeah, it's not just wells. It's not just the granite, though, that's causing the problems is what – some are thinking it is all the talk of Monroe County. Have you heard a lot of discussion about this? Have you?
Everywhere
you go.
Everywhere I've been.
We were at church last night. We had 4 men sitting around talking about their wells. And
but, you know, one of the most interesting proposals that I've heard so far, I think it came out of the meeting that was down in Juliet, what was it, Tuesday night, is, you know, they've been trying to get water down in Juliet for the longest kind of time. County water. Mm-hmm. You know, clean water. I don't know that water's clean coming out of Bibb County, but, you know, anyway. It was started that, why doesn't Georgia Power pay for running the water lines?
That would be outstanding. That area. That'd be outstanding if they would. I know expense.
Somebody told me it was how many thousands of dollars per mile?
Water lines are expensive.
Yeah. But, you know, that was. I go back to my column that I wrote about this week. I was here when all this Georgia Power stuff happened. And the first thing that they said was Georgia Power was going to be a nuclear plant.
Yeah, that was very interesting. You give that historical perspective.
That's right. They were going to be bringing atoms in here. You know.
Were you worried? Were you against it?
No, I didn't really care. I knew the value of it was going to be to Monroe County. But, boy, the citizens became very irate. We don't want a nuclear-powered plant. Well, they Georgia Power didn't plan a nuclear power
plant. That was misinformation. That was fake news.
Fake news.
Well, and so when they said coal, everybody went, yay, coal, yes, that's right. We love coal. We
you know, I was having lunch yesterday with Marvin Bowden Jr. And Marvin said, boy, you hit the nail on the head. He said, I was one of those that was worried about nuclear power and was so glad that we got coal. And he said, boy, was I wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. But look at this is one of the I'll put it this way. If I lived within 2 miles of Plant Share and had a well,
I'd probably wear a hard hat.
I'm not sure that would help with your drinking water. How'd you stay so healthy, Mr. Daniel? It's the hard hat.
It's the hard hat. Yeah.
No, but I don't think I would drink the water just as a precaution because of these stories. But you look at this picture on the front page.
I know.
Okay, the Plant Share is a good ways away. You see the little smokestacks right there. So what they're saying is that this ash pond, a mile or two away, seeped so far into the ground that it went into this well, which is 300 feet deep. It may be what's happening, but I'm not convinced.
I tell you what, why don't some of these river keepers, well, I got an idea. All right, river keepers, why don't you come test for size water and see what kind of chromium this guy has? Yeah,
that's a really good point.
See what for size. Hey, the county buys water now from Macon, and we buy water from Butts County. Hey, come on, river keepers, get up off your cans and test that water. See what kind of chromium H it's got in it.
They are doing the test. If you live around Plant Share, they will test your wells. And we had a great in-depth story. Well, I wrote it, so it's a little bit cocky for me to say that.
No, it's not. Good, you wrote a very good in-depth story, Will.
And if you want to understand what's going on, Fletcher Sams with the river keepers kind of explains it.
Where is he located, by the way?
He lives in Noonan. He lives in Noonan, but he goes all around the state, you know, as the director. He's actually the executive director.
Could you get river keepers to advertise or at least get that number out there?
I've suggested it. But, you know, what's interesting is that, I don't know if this is, we were having lunch. I had breakfast with Jenny Seitz, who's a local resident, very concerned. And she invited me to lunch with her and Fletcher. And she mentioned that Fletcher wants to move his family to Monroe County. So apparently he'd be on municipal water if he could be, but apparently it's not.
Hey, dig your well deep enough, you don't have to worry about it.
There's a map in the paper.
Out where you move now, are you on county water or are you on well water?
We have county water out there. We have a well, too. Okay, Don, here, this map will show you.
Yep, there's a map. What page is it on?
The yellow region is on 7A. The yellow region is the long existing Plant Share property. The pink is what they've added in the last couple of years. You know, they've been buying the buffer. And the red wells are the wells that they are
testing.
That they're testing. And they're, these are all the wells within 2 miles.
And William, in your infinite wisdom, how do you think this can be solved? I've already come up with a solution.
Well, they want them, this seems reasonable, they want the state to pass a law to require these, they want to require the Plant Share to put linings in their coal ash pond.
But it's too late.
They'd have to dig it all up, I guess, and put it back down.
Well, you know, you had another interesting aspect of the story is how this ash stuff can be used in paving. And I've often wondered why some of these paving companies, I guess, according to your story, Georgia Power is already selling coal ash to paving companies.
Yeah, it's a big market for it. So that's good news that they are converting to the dry ash. They won't be creating any more of this wet ash.
It's going to be dry ash.
But the point they make, and this is a powerful, it's very persuasive, and they're smart to use it, is that, hey, if you have a landfill, you know, there's been a lot of talk at the county commissioners that they have to put a liner in their landfill. So if you have to have that for household garbage, for your egg cartons and milk cartons, why not have it for the coal ash?
I agree 100%. But I was under the impression that Georgia Power did put a liner in that coal ash pond. Did they or have they not?
I understand that they don't have a liner. That's what
maybe
I'm told.
Maybe they don't. But but what you're saying also, in future ash ponds, they've got to have a liner.
Yeah. And, there will be no future ones, I guess, once they convert to dry ash, but they'll always have this wet ash
stored
there. But
now, Lake Juliet is not an ash dumping lake, is it?
No, and it's interesting. I've been swimming in Lake Juliet, actually.
People fish. Look at the people. Have you ever seen a fish that they caught out there that glowed in the dark?
It's three eyes. But it is the clearest lake I've ever seen.
Three-eyed fish.
It's the clearest lake in Middle Georgia. It's clearer than High Falls Lake.
Where do they dump the ashes?
In the coal ash pond, which is nearby. And apparently it's big enough. This is what Fletcher told me, that it's big enough that it would, all the wet ash would fill 400 Olympic swimming pools. Olympic size.
Whoa.
4,000.
4,000.
4,000 Olympic swimming pools. Man. So, I don't know. It's going to be a big dispute, debate. I don't think we've...
Here's the question to you. I've raised this question. Mm-hmm. I'm going to raise the question again. County line get fixed first, or the coal ash gets fixed first?
We'll never know. We won't be here to see it.
That's right.
But have you, listen, you stay in touch with our legislative delegation. Have you had any feel for whether they support this legislation?
I haven't gotten that close to them yet.
To require. We need to ask them if they're going to
support.
Robert
Dickey?
Yeah, we need to ask them. There's two bills that have been proposed that would require liners in plant share.
But, all this is after the fact. What are they going to do with the coal ash that's already out there?
That's what the bill would do. It would require them to dig it up and put it in a liner, a lined pond.
All right.
Now, for its part, plant share is not saying a whole lot except that they have dug numerous wells on their property for testing, and all those wells show no contamination.
Do you believe that? You know, it's sort of like a public opinion.
You can go on their website and show it. And now the river keepers, they claim that plant share does admit that some of their wells. That if you go on their website and you can click on each of their wells on the plant share property and look at the results, and they are not totally clean.
How I wonder how deep the wells are. If you got a bore or a drill well at your house?
I have no idea.
If you got the big one or the small one?
Big one.
That's bored, I believe.
It's got a big thing on top of it.
Yeah, that's bored. Yeah. Drill just goes all the way down. You can go down to 700 feet.
Wow. Yeah. Plant share is one of the points they make. They're already converting to dry ash. They've already issued $100 million in bonds through the Development Authority to add a conveyor belt, to add a water treatment plant, and to clean up the ash pond. Now, I don't know what cleaning that ash pond, I don't know what that means. I don't know.
I can tell you exactly what it means.
But apparently it doesn't mean the liner.
Let me tell you what it means.
What's that?
Your Georgia Power Electric rates are going
to
double.
Oh, yeah. The whole project's going to cost $250 million to convert to dry ash.
Well, watch it. You'll see electrical rates every time you turn on that air conditioner. Boy, Georgia Power says, thank you.
And as you said, they'll be selling this dry ash in the forms of concrete bricks.
I thought that's what they were doing a long time ago.
Selling those bricks. Here's the irony to me, Don. And if you want to, of course, plant share is by far the biggest property taxpayer. They pay 40% of our school taxes in Monroe County, 40% of the county government taxes.
Right.
And we don't even know how much sales taxes because they won't break it down for us. But they are a huge benefit to the community. And look what they've gone through. About 8 years ago, they added those smokestacks to clean the mercury out of the air.
That's right.
So the Obama...
I used to know the name of it.
The federal government scrubbers. The federal government required them to spend, and I think it was $3 billion. And so I'm sure plant share is saying, look, every time we turn around, y'all are putting in a new regulation, saying this is the problem. So what if we spent all that money on mercury cleanup and it wasn't the problem, it was actually the wells?
All of a sudden, one day, we ride by the gate, and the gate says, out of business.
We done.
And guess what happens to our county taxes? They go up by 40%. Yeah. But it's really interesting. And you know, I don't think this issue, I think it's going to be a real long time before this issue is resolved. And the thing that concerns me more than anything is Georgia Power says, hey, we're tired of spending money on this plant. Because I think it is the largest coal-fired plant in the United States. Georgia Power says, hey, we're shutting it down. We're going to convert it back to atomic energy. Mm. And what happens to then?
Oh, gosh. I don't think they'll ever do atomic energy after the fiasco they've had over there Vogel in Waynesboro. Vogel. What a nightmare that's been.
Is Vogel online yet?
They're still working on it, supposedly.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And now, one thing interesting, they say, you remember there's Plant Branch. There's a coal plant over in Millersville that's closed.
They closed it.
They're actually going to put a liner in for that ash pond. So they're saying, hey, if you're going to do it there, why not do it here?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know the
answer. All right. We're going to get off that one.
Well, it's not over. You'll read more in this week's edition.
It's going to be over for a long time, people.
And
just get prepared.
There's probably a lot of people in Juliet that are buying. There's probably if you're in the water bottle business, this is probably a good time for you.
You know what Dan Pitts told me? This was a couple of years ago. He was coming out of the post office. He says, Don, he said, you know, we've made a real bad mistake. And I said, what's that, Dan? He said, we didn't start bottled water. You know, because he said, I can't believe people buy bottled water. And I said, yeah, Dan, we lost out on that one, didn't we? Hey, you had a really most interesting story. I don't know. I got to talk about this. All new troopers fired in a GP, the Georgia Public Safety Training cheating scandal. That's got to go all the way to the top, brother.
Yeah, I don't know what the fallout's going to be more than what's already happened. I did have a friend that texted me. He said, hey, do you know, I got a buddy that, a guy from Macon, he said, a friend of mine got a speeding ticket in Monroe County. Do you have any suggestions?
Speed.
I said, yeah, hire a lawyer. And so anyway, he went on to say, and I said, well, you can call the sheriff's office. And he went on to say, well, you know what? Actually, it turns out it was State Patrol. And I said, well, hey, if it's one of the new troopers, he's been fired, and none of their cases can be prosecuted.
That's right.
So this
let's reemphasize that. These new troopers, they went out, wrote tickets, and those tickets are no good.
Yeah. If the defendants can figure that out, I don't know.
This is some advice to you. If you got stopped by a state patrolman that was involved in this cheating scandal, you get a get out of jail free card.
They apparently had an online test about the radar detection device, and they were sharing information. One of the 30 graduates, 30 cadets, one of them got in some was being investigated for something. He was suspended, and he ratted. He ratted. He ratted the rest of them out. And so,
I know a lot of people in law enforcement, having worked out at the training center. And a lot of them are dedicated. And these 30 students that chose to go into trooper school, they wanted
uphold the public trust.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you, Will. But you know what? They're not going to be able to have trust anywhere they go, because if they put down that they were Georgia State Patrol and got fired, they'll be lucky to get a job digging a ditch.
Let me tell you a secret. They're not going to put that on their resume.
No, but then, you know, they go to these background checks.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if it'll pop up or not, but the troop, they were in the dorm. You know, they got dorm rooms over there at Gypstick. I don't know if you knew that, but they apparently were. They were Googling some of the answers and on Google and communicated.
See, that's why I don't understand. Yes,
messaging apps.
They've got the dormitory rooms over there, but everybody stays at the hotels and motels.
It's a double dip. It's a win-win for Forsyth.
Anyway, that was one of the biggest things that they, when the training center was built, we're going to have dormitory rooms for our students. You know. But anyway.
Well,
let's go. You know what? Tell me about Sam Wu.
Sam Wu is a great guy. He is used to be in my Sunday school class at our church. He is now the star student for Mary Persons. He actually was born in Asia, I believe in China, and moved here. Family moved here from Houston County, and he moved to America. He didn't learn English until he was 8. Which makes his...
Can he still speak Chinese?
Though? I'm sure he can, yes. But he got a 720 on the verbal portion of the SAT out of 800, so pretty darn smart, you know.
What's he going to do with his life?
He wants to go into engineering, I believe. He's headed to Georgia Tech.
I'm sorry. I can't say that. My grandson graduated from Georgia Tech. Magna cum laude.
Yeah.
One of them laude boys.
So it paid off.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So congratulations, sir.
Yeah, he chose Bridget Morrow as his star teacher. And they surprised her in the classroom like they always do. That's always fun. It makes teachers feel good. She's teaches physics and forensics is what he was really enjoyed the most from her.
Did you ever have to take any physics courses?
Yes, I took one in high school. Yeah, it was tough.
I had to take some in college.
I'm not a science person, Don. No, I really struggle. I couldn't get that.
Congratulations, Sam.
The one thing I remember about physics, we had Mr. Hersey was our teacher, Coach Hersey. Old gentleman, very smart guy, and he would say 9.8 feet per second. You know, that was how fast gravity. So he would say, if I drop this pencil, how fast is it going? And that was what we were always trying to figure out.
Well, you know, I took physics at North Georgia College, and I was going into pharmacy school, I thought, and I had to take three physics courses. I did okay on the first two, but the third one, I became a physics major. I had to take it over and over again.
That's like me in calculus.
You know what? I'm so glad I didn't have to.
Oh,
gosh.
I did
okay with algebra.
It was awful. Don, you had in your excellent column. By the way, your columns are getting even better and bigger. I've had to expand your column width to two columns because you're voluminous.
But you know what? Okay, go ahead.
You're going to up your rates? Is that what you're going to say?
No.
You talked about the QT coming to town, and the big talk in town is whether that's actually going to bring down gas prices. We like to make predictions here just because it shows how little we know.
No.
You're not buying that.
No.
Okay.
You know, this is what they said. You know, this is what they said. Who was it that was coming to town? And Ingalls. Ingalls going to lower gas prices. Ingalls going to lower gas. Hey, that's a joke. You know, you can go 10 miles north or south or east or west of Forsyth and buy gas cheaper than you can in Forsyth. You know, and that to me is my favorite expression. That ain't right. You know, but
I've seen a lot of discussion, and the consensus seems to be after this QT story appeared in the media that we did, the consensus seems to be that, man, Monroe County is higher than everywhere around us. And then the mayor said someone's told him that they stop here because of our cheap gas prices. And he said, I guess that's why nobody really lowers their prices.
The mayor don't know. Mayor was listening with one ear. You know.
You also cited the mayor in your column, and he listens to this show, so shout out to him. He says sometimes.
Thank you, Eric.
We talked about the parking spaces. You still think we have a parking problem?
You were talking. Okay.
What did you see this past weekend? Tell me what you saw.
Totally Saturday night. Was it Saturday night?
Yeah, when everybody was eating, raising money for Madeline Sanders.
And there was not a parking. You had stuff going on at Grits. You had Menorah's that was opening. You had Scoops that was opening. You had the Arts Alliance that had. There wasn't any parking place. Why don't you come up here? I tell you what. The mayor likes to brag that we've got 66 parking spaces.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, yeah.
Yeah, the mayor says we've got 66. Come up here on a court day and see if you find 66 parking spaces, okay? That's a challenge to you. I'll give you a certificate for, anyway.
Should we take a picture of every parking space in the downtown area and put it on the
paper? Hey, you got a drone?
Yeah, we could identify you got a drone by air.
And just fly your drone. You know, somebody's going to shoot your drone down.
Probably so. I better watch it.
Hey, I want to go to something. I'm going to skip something else. You had a most interesting section in the paper this week. It was the progress.
We have some old businesses in Forsyth, been around a long time, and it's just encouraging to see that Castleberry's is the oldest, in case you didn't know, and it also has some of the best fountain drinks.
I didn't realize all those partners were as old as they are, like Haygood Lynch, Mickey Walter, Panats, etc.
They've been around a while.
They got a partner that's still sitting at a desk that is 125 years old?
No. But anyway,
y'all need to get this paper this week.
If you want to know what businesses have been around a long time and who's been serving the longest, we'll check out this week's.
I've got a question, man.
Yeah, shoot.
Who wrote these little blurbs?
I think Carolyn Martell, our advertising manager. She works really hard and puts them together.
Well, I tell you what, like I said, Casabella Rose is the oldest one. Haygood, Lynch, Harris, Melton, and Watson, lawyers in town, 125 years. But now, this ain't right. This ain't right.
Go ahead.
United Bank has not been in Monroe County 115 years.
Well, it's now United Bank. It was Monroe County Bank back in the day. Well, and that's what it says in the article there.
But that's not what it says. The headline says United Bank, 115 years in business.
Don't quibble.
I'm in a quibbling mode today. You know? But I think it's just really interesting. I didn't realize Lee, a guy who cuts my hair, had been in business 30 years.
Golly, that's incredible, isn't it?
Old.
He just started.
Yeah.
He was in the textile business and then decided to go cut hair.
That's right. There's a long story about that I can tell you.
This is really interesting to us. Hey, you're listening to this show and you say, you know, I'd like to run for political office. Well, time is coming, and in this week we printed the qualifying fees. If you want to run for sheriff, how much does it cost to run for sheriff, you may ask? Well, we got the answer for you.
What page number is this?
1B. 1C.
1C.
It's the most expensive raise. Probate and court and superior court clerk. The superior court clerk job is going to be open. So we've got...
Well, which ones are going to be open this year?
Well, the clerk is the only one I know that's not running for re-election. I think the district 1 and 2 commissioners and the chairman are running again.
That's coming up this November?
Yes, and three school boards.
You know what? It's going to get nasty. You think
a lot of these, but a lot of these are going to be decided in May, Don, because there's a primary, and a lot of these will be just decided in the Republican primary.
You think so? Huh?
Yeah, because you don't. You know, the school board are nonpartisan, so won't be decided till November. But all this, you must qualify in March, which is weird. That means you're going to qualify for.
Let's do it for the heck of it.
You want to run? What are you going to run for?
I don't know.
Just
okay. I just hit one right there.
Yeah. Board of Education, congratulations. You're a candidate.
All right, good. All right,
we're just about out of time. Stay tuned to next week's reporter because we're going to preview all the Mary Persons athletics for the spring. Not all of them, but baseball and soccer and tennis. So check that out. The basketball seasons have come to an end. A rough year for the Bulldog basketball program.
Was that both the girls and the boys?
Both were eliminated in the first round of the region tournament. Didn't even make the state playoffs. So,
Hey,
let's just hope.
Hey, what's the top sport other than football in Monroe County?
Gosh, Don, it's tough to say right now. I tell you, and I'm a biased observer, but the girls' soccer team. It's going to be fun to watch this year. They just mercy ruled Peach County on Tuesday.
Be no good next year after your daughter graduates.
Yeah, they're losing not just her, but another very talented.
Specifically referring to your daughter.
I know.
I'm trying to make daddy proud.
Well, you don't have to work hard at that. Very proud of Abby Davis. She's the all-time leading scorer for the Mary Persons Bulldogs. Yes, and she and the girls are going to have a really good team. It'll all come down. There's one team in our region. The Spalding Lady Jaguars. Really good, yeah. Really good, have been really good. And we have, last year we only lost two games, or maybe just two teams, and they were one of them. And we've got to overcome the Spalding bump
Spalding
in the road.
Stigma. I like that Spalding stigma. That's a good one. Yep. Hey, y'all need to be out watching birds.
Yeah, Terry Johnson has the latest on the next bird watch. A little short of birds lately, Don, is what Terry's saying. Not as your okay. You're good.
I've got a feeder right outside my hey, we got to hit something real fast here. The city of Forsyth approved a $4 million plus.
Oh yeah, we skipped right over that one. Yes.
It's on the front.
It's coming,
page.
Folks. It's coming. Within a year, right?
Yeah, $4 million.
And also, you didn't hit this in your column, and maybe you hadn't seen the story yet. Did you notice what the number one priority of the council set for 2020?
I don't want to talk about it. That's the reason I didn't mention it in my
column. Okay. Well, it's interesting.
Tell them.
Small business lending.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, I don't know, they're talking about
what was the other thing?
Providing like seed money.
They want to put an arch over the entrance to downtown Forsyth.
Yeah, that would be cool. They've talked about that before.
When I was out in Ogden, Utah, Greg Gooby, that was one of the things, the cussing man, Goolsby, he wanted, when he ran for the first time, he wanted to put an arch over the coming to downtown. I was out in Ogden, Utah, and they have a fantastic arch. I sent Greg pictures of that arch. Guess what?
What?
full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Nothing else.
I've had fun today. Bye.
All right. Have a good one. Thanks for joining us on The Reporter on the Air. This has been Will. He's done. The dude is out this week. We'll talk to you next time, everybody.